Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for a lesson today called The Speed of Cities. Well, every city has a different speed or a different pace of life. I wonder about your city, where you are from. Is the pace of life in your city fast or is it kind of slow? Carolyn, where you're from, is the pace of life fast or slow?
Well, I'm from West Virginia. It is more rural. It's out in the countryside, and it's pretty slow-paced. We don't do things too quickly. People walk fairly slow, and we just kind of go along with our lives.
All right. Just kind of go along. It's a very comfortable pace. Well, where I grew up in Ching Shui, it was okay. It wasn't too fast. It also wasn't too slow, but certainly slower than where I live now in Taipei. The pace of life or the speed of this city is quite a bit faster. Well, what about where you are living? Is the pace of life in your city fast or slow? We're going to be learning about this and how the speed of life can affect your life wherever you live. Let's get started with our lesson for today.
The speed of cities. A city's pace of life reveals a lot about its size, success, and culture. Are you a fast or slow walker? Is your city or town wealthy or poor? Believe it or not, research suggests walking speed and a city's prosperity may be related. Citizens of bigger, affluent cities tend to walk faster, while residents of poorer cities tend to take things a little slower. Why is that? A social psychologist named Robert Levine wanted to know, so he went out into the streets to get answers. A worldwide experiment. With help from all over the world, Levine conducted an experiment. What's the average speed of a pedestrian over a distance of 18.29 meters?
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. How fast do you walk in your everyday life? Fast? Slow? In today's article, we'll learn all about how the speed we walk may be related to how successful we'll be. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Affluent. Affluent is an adjective. Bob lives in a very affluent neighborhood with his wife and kids. Pedestrian. Pedestrian is a noun. Drive slowly and watch out for pedestrians. Hail from. Hail from is an idiom. I was born here, but my parents hail from Florida. Motto. Motto is a noun. Our motto is easy to remember. If it's not broken, don't fix it. Your more information word is social psychologist. Social psychologist is a noun. Sounds like an interesting article. Let's dive right in.
Well, that is some interesting information and an interesting experiment that he will be working on. Well, going back to the beginning of our article, we see a city's pace of life reveals a lot about its size, success, and culture. Now, the name of the article is The Speed of Cities, but here we're talking about a city's pace of life.
The pace of life. So how fast people are within that city at doing something. And it reveals something about the city's size, success, and culture. So if something reveals something about your city, that means it tells you something. you can observe the pace of life and learn something about the size, success, and culture of where you are.
That's right, but we do want to take a look at those words speed and pace with Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
The title of our article today is The Speed of Cities, but if you look below the title, you'll notice the word pace. The deck of the article says a city's pace of life reveals a lot about its size, success, and culture.
So you may be wondering, are the words speed and pace synonymous? Are they interchangeable?
Well, why don't we talk about this as it relates to a car? Would you say your new car has a very good pace or a very good speed?
I would choose speed because a car is a mechanical object. If we're talking about an animate object like a man, a dog, or a horse, pace would be more appropriate.
That's right. A man or an animal might walk or run at a fast pace, but your car or motorcycle travels at a certain speed.
Also, the word pace is usually used in expressions like the pace of life or work at a slow pace. It's more related to human activities.
Right. Okay, let's get more technical. If you're a runner, you can focus on either your pace or your speed. Your pace is the time it takes to cover a certain distance, such as 4 minutes. But your speed is indicated by the ratio kilometers per hour.
So if I run at a speed of 10 kilometers an hour, I would be running at a pace of 6 minutes per kilometer.
Well, that sounds like a good workout.
Speed 跟 pace 这两个字都可以指速度，也因此呢，我们看到今天课文的标题是 The Speed of Cities, 而副标题却用了 pace, a city's pace of life. 其实 speed 跟 pace 还是有差异的。那 speed 呢是可以是泛指速度，但一般是用来形容机器或引擎带动的速度，像摩托车、汽车、飞机、火箭的速度，那是 speed。Pace 也可以指速度，但比较用来形容人或动物移动的步调。另外，对于跑步者而言 ,speed 跟 pace 也有很大的不同。Speed 是速度，通常是以时速来计算，而 pace 中文就直接音译为配速，也就是持续的速度。而 pace 呢是以分钟数来计算，比如说每跑一公里需要花费的分钟数，那就是你跑步的 pace。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys, that was a great explanation. Now you know the difference between speed and pace. Well, the first sentence here in our lesson is, are you a fast or slow walker? We have some questions here. Are you a fast or slow walker? Is your city or town wealthy or poor? I wonder how these are related.
Well, believe it or not, research suggests walking speed and a city's prosperity may be related. So, how fast you walk might also be related to how wealthy or poor a city is.
That's right. We see that word prosperity. That means how successful a city is or how well it is doing. The prosperity. Maybe you think of economy or money when you think of prosperity. While citizens of bigger, affluent cities tend to walk faster, while residents of poorer cities tend to do things a little slower. Actually, it says here they tend to take things a little slower, but it kind of means the same thing as doing something slower.
That is some interesting information. Now, at the beginning of this sentence, we saw a word from our word bank, the word affluent. Now, if a place or city is affluent, then a lot of the people living there have a lot of money. And many times I think of a neighborhood as being affluent, or to go to an affluent community to live means that you and your neighbors all have a lot of money.
All right, so that is the adjective form of this word, an affluent city, or affluent people, or an affluent neighborhood, but it could also be a noun, A-F-F-L-U-E-N-C-E. You talk about the affluence of a certain area, or the affluence of a city. So we're talking about citizens of bigger affluent cities tend to walk faster, while residents of poorer cities take things a little slower. Let's take a look at what Liz has to share with us in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. We see this statement in today's article. While residents of poorer cities tend to take things a little slower. Our grammar tip focus today is on the phrase, to take things. In today's sentence, to take things does not mean to use hands and reach out to hold things. Instead, to take things means to handle or respond to situations. So the writer is saying that residents of poorer cities tend to do things and respond to situations in a slower way. Okay, let's have a look at some example sentences. If Edward doesn't like to plan ahead, but would rather just handle things one at a time as they happen, we can say, Edward likes to take things one at a time. Or, let's say Sam doesn't do a good job whenever he's hungry and tired, so we can say, Sam doesn't take things too well whenever he's hungry and tired. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's Grammar Tips section for more examples. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thanks, Liz. Well, now it's time to continue taking a look at our lesson. Why is that? It continues, asking about why do people in more affluent cities walk faster and people in poorer areas walk slower? Why is that, Gabe?
Well, we read on. A social psychologist named Robert Levine wanted to know, so he went out into the streets to get answers. So he didn't just stay in his office trying to do research. He went into the streets to try to get some of these answers. And he's a social psychologist, so he studies the way that people live and interact with each other and the world.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting job to have, and we have another section here titled A Worldwide Experiment. So, he's going to do a worldwide experiment. With help from all over the world, Levine conducted an experiment.
That's right, he conducted this. That's the word we use when we're talking about experiments. Do you like to conduct experiments? You're trying to figure out an answer to something, and so you conduct an experiment. Well, what's the average speed of a pedestrian over a distance of 18.29 meters? That's the question that he has. What's the average speed here? And of course, the key word is pedestrian. Carolyn, what's a pedestrian?
Well, a pedestrian is a person who is walking. And usually we refer to pedestrians when they are going around cars. So it's important for pedestrians to use the crosswalk when they are crossing the street. And they should wait for the light to turn green for them to walk safely across.
That's right. So pedestrians have a responsibility. But drivers also have a responsibility. If you ever take your driver's test in the United States, or you're trying to get your driver's license, they will tell you pedestrians have the right of way. That means if you ever come across a pedestrian, you want to let the pedestrian go across first before you drive on. Pedestrians have the right of way.
So he wanted to know the average speed of pedestrians walking a distance of 18.29 meters. Now that's kind of an odd distance. Probably originally it was in feet, and that is 60 feet. Well, right now it is time for us to learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 affluent 这个形容词。注意它字首的 a 是发长音的 ，ad 的音念成 affluent。Affluent 是指富裕的或富足的。例如 ，Jackie was born and raised in an affluent family. Jackie 出生以及生长在一个富裕的家庭。或者是 Tina lives in an affluent neighborhood in Miami. Tina 住在迈阿密的一个高级住宅区。 继续我们看的是 pedestrian 这个名词， PED 这个字根有脚的意思，所以 pedestrian 是指行人。例如 pedestrians are not commonly seen in Los Angeles， 在洛杉矶行人很少见。 pedestrian 也可以当形容词，意思就是指徒步的，例如 a pedestrian zone 行人徒步区，或者是 a pedestrian bridge 专供行人使用的路桥。
Well, today we're talking about the speed of cities. How fast or slow do people walk in your city? Believe it or not, a city's prosperity and the speed of walking could be related. Maybe you've noticed people in bigger cities tend to walk faster, and people in smaller cities or poorer cities might walk a little bit slower. Some of these things are related. A social psychologist, Robert Levine, wanted to find out exactly how, so he conducted an experiment. With this question, what's the average speed of a pedestrian over a distance of 18.29 meters? Well, we're going to figure out what the answer is in the next part of our lesson for today.
The speed of cities. Volunteers in big cities in 31 countries timed pedestrians as they covered this distance and submitted their results. The fastest pedestrians lived in Ireland, crossing the distance in an average of 11.13 seconds. The slowest walkers hailed from Brazil, where they got from point A to point B at a more leisurely 16.76 seconds. Levine found that these results were strongly related to economic success. Residents of cities that struggled or were still developing moved at a slower pace, and residents of wealthy cities moved faster. The motto, "Time is money," seems to be true.
Well, this is a very interesting study, so let's get right in and see how Robert Levine conducted his experiment. We read, volunteers in big cities in 31 countries timed pedestrians as they covered this distance and submitted their results. Well, it seems like a pretty straightforward study.
Yeah, that's right. They timed pedestrians. That means they probably had some kind of a stopwatch with them to see how fast these pedestrians were walking. So they timed them as they covered this distance. And then they came up with some results for Robert Levine.
That's right. And we see the fastest pedestrians lived in Ireland, crossing the distance in an average of 11.13 seconds. Well, this is kind of surprising to me. I didn't realize people in Ireland walked that fast.
I didn't either. I had no idea. Ireland's not the first country that comes to my mind when I think of really wealthy countries or people that walk very fast. But this is the result. Ireland. Okay, so they crossed this distance in an average 11.13 seconds. But the slowest walkers hailed from Brazil, where they got from point A to point B at a more leisurely 16.76 seconds.
Well, that doesn't seem like too big of a difference, but I guess when you are crossing this distance of 18.29 meters, or about 60 feet, it is a little bit of a difference, those 5 seconds or so. Well, in that sentence, we see words from our word bank, hailed from. Now, these people hailed from Brazil. If you hail from a place, then that's where you're from.
That's right. That's another way to say where you're from. You could say, I hail from this city, or I hail from this country. Usually, I don't hear that. I don't hear people saying that. I hear people say, I come from this place. Where are you from? Where do you hail from? You could use that both ways.
That's right. So I hail from the United States, and I hail from the state of West Virginia. So someone in the United States might ask me where I hail from, and I would tell them the state, not the country.
All right. Well, we're talking about people that hailed from Brazil here, and they are slower walkers than those in Ireland. Okay. They got from point A to point B at a very leisurely pace. Let's take a look at this phrase, to get from point A to point B. Carolyn, how could we use that phrase?
Well, a lot of times I go online and use online maps, like Google Maps, to see how to get from point A to point B. I want to start at one place, point A, and end at another place, point B, but I don't know how to get there. So I use an online map search.
All right, so you could use it to talk about distance or going from one place to another. You could also use it to talk about your goals. Point A is where you are now. Point B is your goal, where you want to be. Maybe how much money you want to have, how much weight you want to lose. How do you get from point A to point B? So you can use that phrase to talk about different things.
That's right. Well, going back to our study, Levine found that these results were strongly related to economic success. Very interesting. Residents of cities that struggled or were still developing moved at a slower pace, and residents of wealthy cities moved faster.
It's true, and I shared with you that I was surprised that people in Ireland walked faster, but the reality is Ireland is a very wealthy country. It's a very wealthy place, and so I guess it is related. People there do walk faster.
That's right. Now, we see the motto, time is money, seems to be true. And we have another word from our word bank, the word motto. Now, if you have a motto, then that is just a common phrase that you use to express an idea.
That's right, and many people live by mottos. You could talk about someone's life motto. What is your life motto? What's something that you always remember? It helps you in your life. For some people, it's the phrase, never give up. You won't give up on anything. For me, it's seize the day. Don't let any opportunity go by. I don't want to miss good opportunities. I want to seize the day and take those opportunities. What's another good life motto, Carolyn?
Well, there are a lot of them, but one that I remember I learned in high school was, if you are 10 minutes early, you are 5 minutes late.
Whoa, that's a good motto for those who need to be on time. Let's continue learning about this other phrase here. It's the phrase, time is money. Do we have time to talk about this, Carolyn?
Not really, Gabe, because time is money. We must keep going on and learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 hail from 这个成语。hail from 是指生于或者是来自于，例如 the band hailed from Sydney, Australia, 这支乐团来自澳洲雪梨，或者是 the girl hails from a wealthy family, but she's very down to earth, 这个女孩出生于富裕的家庭，但是非常实事求是。所以我们看的是 motto 这个名词，注意它的第一个 O 发 R 的音，第二个 O 发 O 的音，念成 motto。 motto 是指座右铭或者是格言，例如 My father's motto is breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dine like a pauper。 我爸爸的座右铭是早餐吃得像国王，中餐吃得像王子，晚餐吃得像乞丐。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, today we've been talking about the relationship between fast walking in a city and how affluent that city is in this study that Robert Levine conducted. Now, I wonder, how fast do you walk? Are you a fast walker or a slow walker? Gabe?
Am I a fast walker? I think I am a fast walker, actually. Unless I'm enjoying a conversation with somebody and I want to enjoy the scenery, usually I am a fast walker. I like to get from point A to point B very quickly. Actually, usually I'll just drive my scooter. I don't even like walking. Carolyn, what about you?
I think that I am a very fast walker. I don't like to waste time and get where I am going. So, well, what about you? We will see you here next time on Studio Classroom.
See you then.